Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's on the inside. Now, here's Green Bay football insider Ryan Wood on The Fan.
Brought to you by PNC Insurance. PNC Insurance, an independent insurance agency for all your home, auto, and commercial business needs. Visit them at pc-insurance.net.
Ryan Woods with us on The Fan from the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. He got to see that up close and personal last night. Woody, how much fun was that? Was it as much fun as we all had on watching it on NBC?
I had a great time walking the Golden Gate Bridge before whatever that was after that. No, it was shellacking. I mean, what is there to say? It was as bad as it looked.
There's really no other way to put it, Ryan, and we're trying to unpack it here and figure out if we were had some fool's gold in our hands for the first couple of weeks, and maybe that's what you looked at last night, or if you just looked at a team that's leaps and bounds better than you in the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, I definitely think the second one applies. They looked 29 points better. They were outplayed and outcoached in literally every phase that they could be outplayed and outcoached. So that to me is what was the major takeaway. That even, I mean, this team, you look at the remaining schedule, the Packers very well could go 12-4.
Yeah.
It's not about making the playoffs. It's, I mean, when you start 7-1, you're thinking Super Bowl. And what you saw last night is a team that is not ready for that level when it goes up against the fellow teams in the conference with the best record.
Were you seeing it up close? What was your thoughts on the 49ers before you saw them? Because I think when we were talking about this all week, last couple of weeks, there were a lot of people that kind of doubted the 49ers. And now that you got a chance to see them up close, are they really that good?
It reminded me very, very much of watching the Packers go into Denver for Sunday Night Football midway through the 2015 season.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you remember that game, but that Broncos defense just shellacked Aaron Rodgers and the Packers offense, gave them nothing. It was a complete and utter domination. After the game, Mike McCarthy talked about how he hadn't had his butt kicked like that in a long time. It was as bad, I mean, as dominant as it could be. And that Broncos team went on to win the Super Bowl that year.
Oh,
and I always remember that night watching at Mile High thinking, whoa, this defense is it's a rare defense. It's an unusual defense. You don't see this all the time. Had that same feeling watching this 49ers defense. That defense is incredible. I mean, it's really good.
Well, let me
and
ask
they've
you this.
Got,
let me ask
sorry?
You, let me ask you this. So what's happened to Aaron Jones?
The 49ers defense happened to Aaron Jones.
Okay,
I mean, they couldn't block up front in the pass game or the run game. I actually thought Aaron Jones was the best player on the field for the Packers. I mean, some of those 3 or 4 yard runs should have been 3 or 4 yard losses. So they couldn't block.
Well, and that too, Woody, it was part of the Aaron Jones question. I think that Gary's saying is there's so many opportunities that Jamal Williams gets in the pass game. And once we think that Aaron Jones is getting better in the pass game, getting better at protecting on the side of Aaron Rodgers, being able to be a legitimate receiver out of the backfield, 30 gets a lot of those reps than 33 does. And Jamal Williams played a lot more than I saw Aaron Jones last night when they needed the playmaker who, I agree with you, he did seem to be the best playmaker on the field for the Packers last night.
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, they called the timeout before the 4th-and-1 literally to get Aaron Jones on the field. This is a two-back offense. It's been a two-back offense. It's going to be a two-back offense. It's not going to change. And every week, it's going to be the same. Now, if they get to the playoffs, will things change? Maybe at that point, but we're not there yet in the season. So every week, this is what's going to happen.
Kevin King took a lot of abuse last night on social media on the post-game shows. People not very happy with him. How would you summarize how Kevin King played last night and how he's played to this point?
He had one terrible play. I mean, that play was as bad could be. He went the wrong way on George Kittle. You don't do that in the middle of the field. There's a segment of Packers fans that think he's just the worst thing ever, and they're not going to be told any differently, and that's fine. I mean, they can think what they want. Kevin King's not the problem with this defense. He's not even close to the problem with this defense. He's a very fine young corner who has not played a lot of football in his first two seasons and has got some development to do, but he's also got some pretty rare physical talent that when he puts it all together has the potential to be special. He's not there yet, and he leaves plays on the field. There's no question about that, but all you got to do is look at the defensive metrics of how this team does on the perimeter of the field covering the pass to know that Kevin King's pretty darn good. So, you know, he had one really bad play. He didn't play his best game. He's had inconsistencies throughout the season. Primarily, he hasn't played a full season in years. I mean, it's been a long time since he's played this deep into a season. Ultimately, I think in the big picture view for him, the fact that he's been able to stay on the field this year, the fact that he's been able to play deep into the year and that he's played pretty well for most of the season is a positive for him to build off of for a young player going forward.
Talking with Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com, our Green and Gold Insider here on the Wendy's Big Show coming back from San Francisco.
Hey, buddy, after the game, LaFleur was talking about he basically said it. He thought they were out-coached in some areas. And I would agree with that on some spots because after a bye week, you know, the biggest narrative was, well, the travel has something to do with it. We're going to leave on Saturday and, you know, we're going to do this. But, I mean, the fact is two games in California scored 19 points. So if that's true that he was – if he felt like he was out-coached, what area was – that's more noticeable, offense or defense or special teams, where they're worst in the league?
I think the special teams is the worst part of this team right now. J.K. Scott's in a slump, and the Packers are literally doing the impossible on punt return. It is impossible to be as bad as they are. Even if you try to be as bad as they are in punt return, you can't possibly be as bad as they are in punt return. They have minus 11 punt return yards. All year. It's an embarrassment. There's no other way to put it. So I would say special teams is the place to start. Now, it was every phase of the game. I mean, Sparky, you said, and I tweeted this out last night, you know, we talked Friday, is it going to be George Kittle the biggest problem, or is it going to be the defensive front of the 49ers the biggest problem? And it turns out the answer was yes.
Yep, both.
Because they couldn't cover George Kittle, and they couldn't block the defensive front. So, I mean, you look at every single facet of the game, how they matched up, tell the tape, and they were outmatched. That's why it's not an overreaction to say this is a problem for a team that fancied itself to be a Super Bowl contender. When you're outmatched in every single facet of the game, and you also happen to be the more rested team, the healthier team, and the team with 2 weeks to prepare, that's a big problem.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Well, what about the fact that they put Alex Light out there on an island and didn't help him as far as chipping guys or signing protection or really doing anything to really help him? I think that was a huge blunder on their part.
Well, I imagine that Matt LaFleur is about to be asked that when he steps to the podium here in a few minutes, and I imagine that he'd probably be the first to say that he should have done more to help Alex Light. Now, Alex Light's got to do better, but I imagine that Matt LaFleur put schematically the point finger at him, so... I agree with you. He was kind of left to his own devices there, and it didn't go very well. This is a team that's going to need Brian Bulaga back as quickly as possible. I saw the report today that it's apparently no ACL damage, which is obviously very good. We'll see how long. I mean, this is a guy who is, I mean, he's almost a mutant with his ability to recover from knee injuries. It's unbelievable how fast he recovers from knee injuries. So we'll see if that can continue with this one, but they're going to want out Brian Bulaga back as quick as possible.
Talking with Ryan Wood here on the Wendy's Big Show as he comes back from San Francisco, talks Packers and writes about him on the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. Ryan, defensively, that they held up for as long as they could, giving up short fields as well to the offense, giving quick three and outs, and keeping that defense on the field a lot, especially there in the first half. The pass rush, though, seemed to be back a little bit for the Packers. Is that one way that you do forecast past these next couple of weeks with the Giants and Redskins into those three division games to end the year, and then also, you know, into the playoffs where you do expect this team to be? That's one aspect of the team that I don't see going away, and it's one of those that can get hot at the right time if there's enough pass rush. Does it feel like, though, it is really only 91 and 55, though?
Well, it has been. 97 has not had the year that I think a lot of people expected from him.
Mm-hmm.
The pass rush was a positive last night. Za'Darius Smith obviously showed up to play. It's kind of boom or bust. This defense is very boom or bust, and I think the way that you put it was really the right way, which is they could get hot at the right time, and if they do, then, you know, it's obviously to the benefit of this team. But they can go the other way too, and they can give up a lot of big plays and not get off the field on third down. And, you know, God forbid they ever stop, you know, being as good as they are in the red zone, it would get real nasty. So, you know, it's a boom or bust defense. The pass rush is the big part of it. I thought that of the two, the defense had way more promising signs, especially early last night, than the offense, which was a disaster. I mean, the offense was just a complete no-show. The defense showed up. It just, by the end, didn't have much left, primarily because the offense kept putting the defense in terrible positions.
Ryan, appreciate it, man. I know you're in between flights, so get there, get home safe. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur next here on the Wendy's Big Show, so you take care and get home safe after that beatdown in San Fran.
All right, take care.
We'll talk on Wednesday to Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.